Yes.
Good evening, it is 7:04. I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is the Planning and Zoning Extension Education Committee. Tonight, we have our supervisors present, Supervisor Underhill, Supervisor Decker, Supervisor Skalitsky, and myself. I am the chairwoman, Supervisor Brunig. We also have our two youth and governments that are joining us tonight. We will go ahead and start with item number six, as item number five is not here. So item number six, David J. Green.
Green.
Owner, 11514 Burlington Road, Richmond, Illinois, 60071. Judy, Kenneth, and Stephen Vanderwitz, agent, 901 West Florence Street, Johnsburg, Illinois, 60051, requesting a conditional use permit for inside and outside storage of recreational vehicles, boats, and snowmobiles in the A1 Agriculture Preservation District on tax parcel number 60-4-119-313-0200, located in the northwest one quarter of the southwest one quarter of section 31, town of Randall. This is on the north side of 125th Street, approximately 800 feet west of County Trunk Highway P, Richmond Road. And who do we have present for this? Could you please come forward to the tables and speak into the microphone? I will need your name and address for the record, please.
Steve Zandrowitz.
Could you pull the microphone over close? We don't have a
radio. Steve, can you hear me out? Is it on?
Pull it all the way up.
All the way up.
That's it.
All right. Steve Zandrowitz, 9622 Camp Lake Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168.
And Steve, why are you here tonight?
For a conditional use permit for the property and Randall. That's how I'm going to answer. 40526 125th Street and Randall.
Could you tell us what you want to do with the property, please?
Outdoor storage, ma'am.
And you're storing the snowmobiles?
Correct. It'll be recreational vehicles. If we go into the indoor storage, it would be same recreational vehicles, just in agricultural buildings.
Okay. Committee, do you have any questions?
Madam Chairman.
Supervisor Skalitsky.
Thanks for coming down here.
Mike, could you hold it?
Closer.
Thank you.
Usually that's not a problem.
I know.
I can hear you. This stuff messes with my ears.
I understand. Is the intent for storage only, or will you be doing any kind of repairs, maintenance, things of that nature with any of the vehicles that you plan to store?
No. I'm sorry. It will be solely for the purpose of storage on all of the vehicles.
Okay. And you do understand the conditions of that have been implied in the conditional use permit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you going to be doing any winterizing or wrapping of them prior to storage?
Excuse me, David Loreen, 11514 Burlington Road, Richmond. I own the property that they're purchasing from me.
Okay.
And I talked with
Luke.
Luke, sent me the conditional use. I do think there's one part of it that I'm not aware of. I don't believe the Zandowitz are aware of, and that it's calling for a 5-year review period.
Yeah, right.
You're aware of it.
I'm aware of it.
Five or two, Andy.
It's something you could.
It was kind of. I dropped it in my lap a minute ago, so I didn't have time.
Well, maybe I can just help explain here, just so that everyone's clear. Is that yes? The original application, amended, came into for the 5-year total. Kind of build out 1 acre per year for 5 acres, which on the map would pretty much take care of all the land we look at it from this line right here, which is where the residences start going north to the wetland, to the west, to the county line. So this area right here would be the area that would consist of about the 5 acres. The conditions as they are written right now are indicating that the conditional use permit would be for 2 years. For 2 years of expansion, that would mean 1 acre for the first year, 1 acre for the second year. If the property owner chooses not to go beyond that, he does not need to come back before this committee. But if he chooses to expand in the third year or any time in the future beyond the first 2 acres, he would come back before the committee and indicate what his desires are for that expansion. Is it for buildings potentially, or is it just for using the open land that already exists for further storage?
All right, and I guess I'm at a little disadvantage, only because I was given this kind of fairly shortly and I wasn't able to get in touch with it. So it's kind of like we're all talking in an open book here. My concern was, and let's see, maybe real quickly. These are pictures from all the Varian neighbors' lots. And the reason we did this was, part of the concern was what this storage would be, kind of be in a view if you were at this particular point looking at this storage facility. To make it a little plainer, and all we were trying to do was originally when it came to play was storage for the entire 31 acres. It was readjusted going to Randall to only take behind the property so that basically the neighbors could almost, basically what you're trying to say, see how it comes out, let's see if it comes back to play. The only real concern I have, and I'm speaking almost like these people were in front of me, is it's going to take them a year or two to just get up and operational, and then all of a sudden for some reason, they're back in again to ask, can we continue further on a business venture? And again, I apologize, only because...
No, I'm trying not to have to come back to do this, obviously, again, because of the simple fact, hopefully within the first 2 years, we can get to the point where we're going to be building buildings and stuff like that. Then I got to go through all of the fees, all that stuff, and all of this again. What I'm trying to figure out is if the property qualifies for it, why can't we just keep it the way we had it?
Do you want to address that? You would have to come back for a property to build a property in.
I'm not asking. I apologize.
Well, right. I guess maybe the committee might want to add in on this, but basically, in many situations that the committee hears that comes through our office for conditional use permits for some activity that has outdoor storage, if it happens to be a landscaper or someone that deals with outdoor storage of any kind. We have some with silt fencing, but many times it's landscapers, is that they have a lot of equipment. In this case, you're looking at doing storage. The committee in the past has a track record of showing that they would grant the conditional use permit for 1 year, let the business get going, let them show that they're able to operate accordingly for what they submitted, and then if they and then come back before them for a perpetual. This has been done only because in so many instances these types of outdoor activities seem to kind of run away with themselves, and this allows the committee to make sure that they're able to put into practice with what they put on paper that they can do. I guess in this particular case at this point, and the committee can chime in on this, is that it's not stating that the conditional use permit would not be potentially granted. Of course, you have to vote here, but it would be granted for 2 acres. Now, if they don't need additional area ever, they don't come back before the committee. If they need additional acreage for storage or new buildings 5 years from now, well, then they would come back. If things are going so well that they've used up the first acre in 2013 and used up the second acre in 2014 and they're ready to expand in 2015, then they would be coming back to the committee and stating, you know what, we've outgrown ourselves, we're ready to expand to the full 5 acres, and that's how it's set up right now, that they would come back to the committee to ask for that additional expansion area.
So it's a personal feeling that's causing you guys, because so many other businesses don't succeed, you assume that I'm not going to?
No, that's not correct. Our committee, I've been on this committee for 7 years now. Our committee has never granted anything over 2 years maximum. All of our conditional use permits are basically for 1 year, just to make sure that the business is following the correct guidelines that we have set down to Kenosha County. Then you can come back and ask for one. Typically, the first couple of years, it's just granted for 1 year at a time, so a maximum of two. And then after that, we expand it to probably up to, what, 5 years, I think is.
Depending on the situation, sometimes there has been a 5-year or it has been perpetual.
Right, right. So it's not that we don't trust you, and we don't trust other businesses, but we are just trying to make sure that the guidelines that Kenosha County has put forth for all of the businesses to follow, that everyone is following the same practice.
Okay, but under your guidelines and everything else, we're going to continue doing what we were asking for as far as the more land. You're asking me to come back in at a later date, and I'm not understanding why the land qualifies for it, but it doesn't qualify for all of it.
We are asking, just like we ask every business, that we would give you the 2-year conditional permit. You can do 1 acre 1 year, 1 acre the next year, depending on how fast you're expanding. We just want to make sure that the business doesn't run away and all of a sudden you're putting stuff all over the place and it causes issues with any of the neighbors. That's why we have the conditional use permit set up the way that we do.
Okay, so then after the 2-year process, we get the 2 acres, that works out fine. After the 2 years, I have to come back, pay for all of this, go through all of this again to try to get the rest of it situated. Is what we have to do then?
Yes. And we require that of all businesses.
And you said that that's been a precedent. Basically, you've never done more than 2.
Correct. For a first right. Business startup, yes.
And I can understand from your side of the aisle, let's make sure they can perform and see this done. I can understand. It's hard for me to equate that in this particular case, where a person has to make a substantial investment, and then 2 years later, for maybe reasons they can't control, maybe that can be, the rug can basically be pulled out from under. In other words, if you decided to go pick any business, any investment, and if I said to you, 2 years from now, you have to come back and we decide what's going to be. So, but again, what you're saying to me is this is what your policy's been, and you haven't done anything else. That's a different matter.
Well, I wouldn't say that the rug would be pulled out from any particular business that would come back. Again, this is a conditional use permit. So if they're following all the conditions that they agreed upon, then there isn't any issues. If they're not following the conditions, then the committee would have reason to question why should they grant another expansion, potentially. Or if something happens out on the property that is beyond the conditions or whatever that needs to be re-reviewed, and or potentially some activity going on out there, again, that shouldn't be happening, and I'm not speaking to specifically of this one, I'm just saying in general, and that there's complaints coming in, is that, hey, you know, they said they were going to be doing these things, and this is all going on now, that's a different story. So if in the past, whenever someone has come back, and they've come back before that, and if they're operating accordingly how the conditions have been granted, the committee has nothing to state of why they wouldn't approve it. Remember, this is a conditional use permit. This is not a rezoning.
I totally understand.
So it's all dependent upon the conditions. If they can meet the conditions, the committee has to approve it.
And I guess, in fairness, I can see where they would make sense to say, all right, rather than waiting for whatever, somebody to complain or some sort of an incident to happen, you set a guideline and say, okay, that, to your point, we take a look at it. That makes sense. I mean, it does make sense. I was having a hard time with it before. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of see both sides of the aisle.
Right.
Probably the only question I would have is he was looking at putting an inside storage building, inside and outside storage. Does that still, if that would happen within this 2-year frame, is that still permitted as we're talking about?
Using the existing building or building an entire new building?
Building an entire inside storage building, which is what we actually talked about all the time.
It would have to sit on a 2 acres.
That would depend on where it would be going, I guess, maybe for discussion with the committee. Is it going to be in the 2 acres?
Within the 2-acre guidelines, and of course you need the permits and all the other things.
and that would be up to the committee. If it's going to be within the 2 acres, it's within the 2 acres.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Supervisor Skolitsky.
Yeah. And I apologize if I don't pronounce your name, Mr. Zandowitz. By all means, we are certainly supportive of your business venture. What we're trying to do is take perspective of being good neighbors, and that is, as it's been previously stated, sometimes these business ventures get started and they veer way off track. And the county has little recourse is if there's a full 5 years granted. What we're trying to do is say, we are very much so supportive of your business venture. And to be honest with you, I'm certain you'll be successful. We just want to take a reevaluation or take a second look after you've had a chance to get up and running and make sure that the neighbors around you don't have any concerns with what's going on or how you're doing, and vice versa. You may decide, you know, this isn't quite what I thought it was going to be, not that you'd have to be obliged to fill out those 5 acres. So that's it's kind of, I look at it as the good neighbor policy, and that's where we're coming at. By all means, you fulfill the conditions of your permit. I can't see any reason why this committee, provided I'm sitting here, wouldn't approve it. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, just so you're clear with what was going on in my head as I was looking at, maybe we don't cover up, I asked for a year for the next 5 years, or an acre, I apologize, for the next 5 years, knowing that 4 years from now, I still may be on that same 2 acres, but let's say something happens where I'm able to expand and do something, I'd like to know that I had the ability. That's why we were asking for the 1 acre over the next 5 years. This is going to work out the way it's the same exact thing of what you're saying is what we're doing. We're obviously just stopping back here 2 years instead of 5 years from now.
Yep.
Right.
Right. That's correct. Do they understand?
Yes. That's okay.
And I certainly understand where you're coming from, you know, with regards to the fees and all that, but that's just the way things are. Hopefully your business is successful enough. That will not be a major concern for you, and we can cross that bridge 2 years from now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions? Anyone for this issue, the petition?
For it?
Come on up. I'm sorry.
I think I can probably just project from
Chairman Stoll.
Bob Stoll and Chairman Tom Randall. Just to let the board know, this has been before our plan commission, it's been before our town board, at both instances of preliminary meetings and subsequent hearings. The neighbors were present. We had an open exchange of what their concerns were, and the petitioner had met all of the concerns, and I came away with a good feeling that there was a good relationship that was built between the property owner, petitioner, and the neighbors. So I think we'll have a good result from that.
Thank you, Chairman Stoll. For those on the committee that don't know who this is, this is Chairman Stoll, who is the chairman of the town of Randall. For those of you that were in the car yesterday and took the tour, did you have any questions about the screening on what side of the property is that?
Maybe Dave or Steve, one of you might want to just address how you're looking at potentially doing any screening currently or and or in the future with what would be the initial startup and or the future expansion area.
Yes, please do.
Yep.
I think some of you've been, one of you do it here, it's so much easier. Some of you have been to the property. And I think in courtesy to the neighbors, because by the way, I live, I live right over here. So I've been here a lot of times. This property I had on the market, there was a number of different interest involved. A lot of them called for a lot more sewer, water, a lot more convoluted. This particular one with these folks struck me because it kind of puts a business there with the very least of promote disruption to the neighbors in my mind. Another thing, initially, what we ended up doing was actually talking to all the neighbors involved. And if you kind of look at this line, it's pretty heavily dense. So a view of this whole area from their backyards is relatively hard to see. To answer the screening issue, if you come this way up South Road, this is where they're starting, and this is where there might be, this is where you need the screening, in my mind, and in their mind. So we're going to start the screening along this line. And we also put in the condition of the grant pass was that if any neighbor requested screening, for whatever reason, you know, in the backs of their children, we put that screening in the same year it was requested. Again, to try to keep that same flavor. The screening that, kind of have a little experience in screening. I have a few projects around, and this one, I'm going to try to, I'll just take it down so it's small pictures. This is actually a screening looking of about probably 400 feet. This one here is basically done with Johnny Elder red honeysuckle. They grow relatively quickly. They grow relatively fast. They grow 8 feet high. We started with those, and I'm going to come your way, so please. And we ended up going with lilacs, which we're proposing here. And again, the reason is if you look at lilacs, which is a shot here, even straight in, they grow dense. They grow fairly fast, and they're pretty. They're just prettier than the other ones. What I did find is they recommend 3 foot centers. You can't, give you the chance. Here's the screen down here. And basically what we're talking about, you can almost see through this picture, the buildings in the bottom behind it. Be back up again here for
now. I've got them in my head.
But what we learned is you have to put them, they recommend 3 feet. You got to spend them on 18 inch centers.
Right.
You put them on 18-inch centers, they just do really well. They grow thick. They grow really fast. And that's perfect ground out there. It's great ground. It's great dirt. It works well. Part of the Zanduensis plan and overall is to keep the balance of the ground in hay. And in do outside storage, the ideal thing is to plant on hay. And it's beautiful ground for that. So I like it because I'm selling the folks the property. I want to see them succeed. So maybe it's from a greedy entity. But I think this makes a lot of sense. So to answer your question briefly, the screen starts here and probably will go back halfway in the season because you can only basically plant so much. You got to keep an eye on what you may have to bet in water and take care of it. It's another dry lake that we had. You can get yourself in big trouble because you plant it. You got to take care of it at least for a year or two.
So are you saying, Dave, that in 2013, the going back about halfway would be planted?
2013 would be halfway back on this
and then
I just come out of Kankakee Nursery. They have great stock. I've always left them. There's enough on order to get this far.
And then in 2014?
2014, the idea would be to probably finish to this point. A lot of it is site.
Up here?
I'm suggesting also to actually start down this neighbor, even though he is totally in favor of this, totally said we could do it all right now. And it basically starts the screening. Because if it does call for an expansion, it's in place and if nothing else, it looks good. So it's like branching down to this. Also, if they come back in front of the committee in 2 years and things are successful, it's just what you want to see. They've shown, they put their money where their mouth is, so to speak. They've shown that they're going to do it. So now that I've heard your side of the story, I was a little taken aback because your first thing, who the hell is going to go into business and say in 2 years, wait a minute, we changed your mind. But I do see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone against this petition?
I'm not against it. I
had
a question.
Anyone against? Andy from the town.
Just a couple of things. One thing just to point out is there is a condition number 4 that talks about the submittal of a all-inclusive detailed site plan because we've had a couple site plans submitted of various different degrees of where it was going to go. Originally, it was a little smaller than the last one, was a lot larger. Because we're looking just to have an updated one that just shows the 2-acre area with the screening that's intended for the next 2 years.
And I think that makes sense. Only because I thought about that too. And I was desperate. It's pretty straightforward. It takes this spot and then it takes this spot. So I understand what you're
that
saying.
True.
Specifically saying that.
We just need it on paper so we can submit it in the file. That's what we're going to be working. So we'll, it states October 24th to to receive that.
Fine.
That's 2 weeks from today. You can give it to us tomorrow if you want.
Okay.
The other thing then is for the record is to let everyone know that this was class published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on September 27th and October 2nd. And then as stated from Bob from the town of Randall, they met on September 27th, 2012, and the motion carried.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Well, most of it, and that's where the large portion of it comes from, the winter storage. Obviously, that's when everybody will bring them in, keep them for the season, and then they go away in the spring. Our obvious goal is to have an additional monthly income of rotating stock as far as, yes, we want to have people that are there on a permanent basis. It'll be by appointment only. You have to call half hours, an hour ahead of time or get in and out. Nobody's allowed in. You won't be pushing your little code and walk in and walk out. It's by appointment only. It'll be set up to where those people will help generate income during the summer and that, but over the winter I can stock the whole thing full of boats that'll stay there for the season. It's primarily for
winter
boats.
Season?
Winter season, yes sir.
Summer people leave their RVs there?
RV stuff that they would use, yes, it will be. There will be slips that are set up for people to rent slips.
For RVs?
For RVs, large boats, whatever you have. That's a lot of towns you cannot have your motorhome in your driveway, your boat in your driveway. I'll make money off of people's unfortunateness. So that's the long and short of it. Those people can't have it there.
That's right.
We're asking to allow to have it sitting there. The way the floor plan is drawn out, I've got 20-foot aisles all the way around.
What, how many boats are your RVs are you expecting?
I think I figured it at 68 slips as permanent slips with 20-foot. That's with a 1-acre parcel. Actually, 150 by 200 parcel that we're using. It's less than an acre with, I believe, 68 slips on it. That's your... 48, 69 slips all together. Now giving us aisles of 20 foot throughout, these would be 40 foot slips on either side, 20 foot down the center, 20 foot aisles all the way around.
Okay.
Those people over winter would all be locked in and I can fill the aisles with boats for just seasonal storage for the winter. And in the future, I'm probably gonna end up with like building in that agricultural building. This is primarily just boat storage, but obviously I don't ask for just boat storage, but that's the one for sure.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee?
I make a motion to approve subject to the conditions and the conditional use permit and the screening that was discussed.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Spolsky. You have the nominee. How do you vote?
Me? Aye.
Chair votes aye. It's approved.
And then, if, Dave and Steve, if you could please come up here and you have to print your name, dated, and then sign as the property owner and as the agent.
Committee, if I can direct you back to number 5 on the agenda, we can either go ahead and proceed with this or table it until next month. What is your desire?
Are you asking us?
Yes.
10th, let's
right?
Proceed.
10th, okay.
Number 5, Durable Properties, LLC, 2820 52nd Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53140. Owner, Frank Mercanti, agent. Request a rezoning from R9 Multiple Family Residential District and B3 Highway Business District to R9 Multiple Family Residential District on tax parcel number 81-4-223-052-7017, located in the northwest one quarter of Section 5. Town of Summers, Kenosha County. This is the west side of State Trunk Highway 32, Sheridan Road, approximately 0.15 miles south of County Trunk Highway KR First Street.
Thank you very much for the courtesy.
Thank you.
Seeing no one from the town of Summers or for this item, do you have any questions? Anyone for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Sorry, young man, you don't count, you're not a board engaged. Question from the committee?
Do you want to move it?
Just for the record, we did go out and visit this site yesterday during our site tours, and it was well explained what the idea behind this rezoning is. So that is why I feel that we are okay moving forward with going to speak for on this issue.
Thank you, Supervisor Decker.
And Madam Chairman?
Yes, Supervisor Scott.
I am very familiar with this parcel also because I live in that area, and I think that we should move ahead with its approval.
Okay, thank you. Andy from the council.
Okay, and just again for the record on this, in regards to the application that was made and what's being asked for, is just a rezoning on the tip of this property where nothing can actually be built based upon the setbacks, but is zone B3, and the property, the rest of the properties are R9. The rezoning request is being done so that in the future they may be able to expand and use that as their density calculations, as this property may be put up for sale for expansion. So with that being said, this was published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice for 2 weeks, September 27th, 2012, and October 2nd, 2012. And from the town of Summers, this item went before their town board on September 11th, 2012, and it was approved 5-0.
Thank you. Any questions?
I make a motion to approve the rezoning from B3 to R9.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Using one amendment, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. This has been approved. Number 7 is the public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment, Planning Development Extension Education Committee, PO Box 520, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsored. Request approval of the draft annual report of multi-jurisdictional comprehensive plan for Kenosha County 2035, 2011-2012 annual report and text amendment to part 2 of chapter 15 implementation element of the multi-jurisdictional comprehensive plan for Kenosha County 2035 to add an exception for an amendment to the plan for rezones back to the original zoning for developments that were not constructed. Supervisor Underhill was the only one not present yesterday. Andy, if you could just hold that real quick for him, please.
Okay, sure. The comp plan for Kenosha County, the multi-jurisdictional plan, was originally adopted May of 2010. And part of that plan requires an annual meeting to address all the different changes made to the map and any potential text changes. The first meeting was last year, 2011. This was the second meeting for the committee to review the annual report. And so basically the annual report is stating all the different changes, some that this committee heard, comp plan changes, and then it addresses those changes that took place in the different villages. Pleasant Prairie has many of them, and then in the city of Kenosha. Besides that, the annual report also provides an update as to all the different, I guess, goals of the smart growth plan and the status of those, of which two of them have been completed. One, which was the park and open space plan, which was a goal and was completed this last year, and also the adoption of the FEMA floodplain maps. That was another goal that was completed this year. The other aspect, as noted in the agenda, is that there is an exception brought forward before the committee, and that exception was for the ability to rezone back lands that were rezoned for development for subdivisions that never took place, and allow the rezones to go back to agricultural, even though the comp plan still shows it to be residential. And that did get approved unanimously by the committee, and it is being forwarded to this committee tonight.
Supervisor, any questions on
that? I make a motion to approve or accept.
Approve.
Oh, I'm sorry.
candy from the town?
Well,
from the county.
For the record, this was published as a Class 2 notice as required by law on September 27th, 2012 and October 2nd, 2012. And as I mentioned, this report was approved by the Kenosha County Multi-Jurisdictional Advisory Committee at their meeting on October 2nd, 2012.
I make a motion to approve the proposed comprehensive plan amendment changes.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Bender and a Supervisor on the Hill for the second.
Oh, fine.
You think governance, how to vote? Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, and the changes have been approved. Certified surveys?
None.
Approval of the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
First by Supervisor Decker? By Supervisor Underhill to approve the minutes.
Oh, no, you want me to second. No, second.
Second by Supervisor Skolinski, who's in governance. Committee, minus Supervisor Decker.
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Minutes are approved.
Aye.
Any other business allowed by law? Oh, there are no citizens. Seeing no citizens, citizen comments are closed.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill and a second by Supervisor Skolinski to adjourn. Youth and governance? Supervisor Underhill is now classified as a youth. Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, we're adjourned.
Thank you.